Hi, I'm Amy. Welcome to our studio. Today, I would like to go on Jin Liangxin, Mr. East's inspiring story.
Let's go.
He point out that aside from their practical uses, brick structures have an aesthetic and nostalgic attraction, for they were a vivid invocation of a bygone age.
Imagine that the new technology in the machine future. Brick has given in print a second wind. He worked hard to search for ways to make the intrigue more viable. Could you give us more detail about the new technology?
Okay, it intends to develop a new kind of brick made from waste material.
It sounds like a big prize.
He still makes efforts on it.
God will bless him, I think.
In addition, he wanted to develop a different identity for the Shenzhou community, where his kin is located, so that the residents of Yunli could profit by attracting tourists from around the island.
Amy, you know I'm a local. I work hard that Yunli used to be largest town in Miaoli, but it gradually declined into quiet, it increased as young people moved to the large city for more promise job chance.
So he decided to do something for the community, hoping to boost the morale of the community. The success story of Sanyi, a neighboring town in Miaoli, encouraged him to try his hand at reinvigorating Yunli.
That is what we know about brick carving.
Yes, his determination attracted the government's attention. The government assisted him in completing a brick museum. In 2003, its scale was chosen as a tourist factory. At the end of the year, he registered the kale as a trademark.
He hopes his efforts can promote other tourist factories to build their brands. Take his kale as an example. He is not only a factory but also a tourist attraction in a brick-based landscape, where visitors can learn about brick carving and brick construction.
Do you wonder what is its next step? Make a guess.
Hey Amy, here is your coffee.